myself up while I look around for a happy face and sit on the side someplace else. We're very grateful for such a nice, quiet group of people here today. This is more folks than we might have dared predict in my wildest, happiest moment. It's nice to have you here. Before the invocation, I want to introduce the homecoming queen at State College. She has several lunches to get to, and we've asked her to come here right now. Miss Elizabeth Davies, homecoming queen at San Diego State University. We asked for a choreo, but she said she was passionate.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our invocation today will be given by Father William Coleman. He's a lifelong friend of many of us in this room, a State College graduate, a founder and longtime rector of St. David's Episcopal Church in San Diego. Bill has come all the way down from his home in the state of Washington to be with us today, and we're very grateful, Father Coleman.
Please stand up.
survivors. The best friend our groups have on the campus is President Thomas Bay. He has done this on several previous occasions. He has directed that the resources of the university made available to us in order that our reunions can succeed. It's another group especially grateful this year for the help we got from the University Archives Office. They're the ones that made those pictures outside, which is all in the lobby, available for us. President Day is very busy this afternoon. He has a half dozen other lunches he's supposed to be attending. And we're asking him to give us a word of greeting right now, and if he has to leave our alphabet before we get through with the program, we'll understand. Our friend and your friend, President Day.
Thank you, Dr. Barber. Thank you all. I am happy to count myself a friend of the people in this room and of this group. I make a point from the first year, 2 years ago, that I came to meet with this group in homecoming. I find that as a group of students, we're still students, and faculty, we're still faculty who embody the spirit of San Diego State College or University. I'm especially delighted to have students from the training school with us this year. I think that's really a very happy thought, and I hope it continues. Students today that you see when you walk around the campus, and I suppose the faculty too, look younger and younger all the time. And I was telling Mrs. Barber that every fall when I come back the first day of classes, I just have to remind myself that they're really the same age. It just looks like they're getting younger all the time. But as far as I can tell, these students today are just as alive and well and alert and happy and interested in the school as the students in this room still are today. We're delighted to make the resources of the university available for this group. This is a group which reflects on the institution very well. It's a group which is supportive of us, and we appreciate that very much. It's hard sometimes to find groups that are supportive of the institution or of the president or other people, and that's never been a problem with this group of alumni. I welcome you, and I hope you'll have a good time today. I'm sure you will. It's a beautiful day out. It's a little hotter than it is in here. This is very pleasant in here. There are a lot of interesting things going on that I hope you'll take advantage of. But in particular, I want to thank you for continuing to be loyal and to pledge your allegiance to San Diego State. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President Day. We had various chords when I'm here. If I suddenly do a crap fall, you'll understand why. If you don't mind, I'm going to change the order of the program some. The program that you have seen is printed. We'll have exactly the same program, but it will come in play, a different order. I have an announcement from the Archives Office. They say we're very grateful they duplicated all those pictures for us and made them available to mine and all. The Archives are anxious to get many biographies, autobiographies, of us and the early days on the campus. And they had planned, but it didn't work out too well, to have some taping of the interviews here this morning. Connie Campbell, who is the lady that has the project, has asked me to announce that she hopes some of you will phone the Archives Office, 265-5831, and make an appointment. And you will go down to posterity, and your words will be enshrined in the Archives of your college. When I was interviewed, I got kind of like expansive. And I said some things that I was sorry about. I told them I wanted to join the IWW, and I did, but that was a deep, dark secret. Good heavens, a columnist for the Copy Press, next IWW. So far, I haven't seen that main surface in the hope it doesn't. That makes the person that IWW. I bet the youngsters around here don't even know what I'm talking about. Today we gather to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the class of 1930 and the various other anniversaries. We were disturbed when we started to look up the class of 1930. We were a very small class to begin with. You recall what happened in October 1929. And the aftereffect of that was to decimate our class before graduation. And unfortunately, somehow or other, the Grim Reaper has taken its toll of our class. There are really only a few of us. I don't know how many were here today. We have one class officer, Florence Naylor Powell. Florence, can you stand up? She was the secretary of our graduating class. It's beautiful. Art Wilson, who was the vice president, was here at the end of the year. Holly Pendleton Archer, maybe you remember her vividly, was unable to come. But she is not well. Well, the other members of the class of 1930, please stand up. Are they here? Sure, there are a few. Well, sure. I can say, as I said to the faculty members, hi gang, we survived. That's what we mean. Today we also welcome the former training school pupils, the grammar school to the Ludlow campus. During the year, I got two or three phone calls from folks in the training school asking if they could be included in this gathering, and after some celebratory call, we decided to be a wonderful idea. We're glad you're here. We're over 100 here today. And you know, we got to start with no maybe at all. So I think it speaks well to their enthusiasm. The chairman of the training school group and the hardest working member of the group is Hamilton Marsh. We have a few words in honor of that.
Richmond, Dr. Day, Father Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, I should start with a disclaimer. I'm not the hardest working member of the group at all. We really owe this very much to Richmond's initiative and the work that many others contributed, and the fact that this is an ongoing event that we training school pupils have had an opportunity to attend. I did join the Dean Sellers in selecting pictures that you can see out there, and you'll notice that one of them is the boys in manual training. And yesterday I spent all afternoon making the four wooden tripods that are over the picture. The valuable training that I had there at the State Living. I'm sure that I can speak for all the members of the training school in thanking you for the opportunity to attend, and we extend our warm greetings to our former teachers and our friends and all the present. This is a delightful opportunity for us to see each other and to renew the memories that we had. And that was really a splendid opportunity. We felt very fortunate to come from the different parts of the city and to serve as material for imaginative young teachers to work on under the fine supervision of firm friends like Ms. Tanner and warm friends like Ms. Hammock and imaginative teachers of natural science like Dr. Skilling, and splendid examples of administrative leadership like Dr. Harvey. I can remember one of my first days. I was a transfer from Francis Parker, very well the kindergarten, came over there from a somewhat more liberal atmosphere, was playing ring around the rosy in an exuberant way, felt a hand on my shoulder, I was yanked out of the circle by Ms. Tanner. And she said, "Stop cutting up like that." And say, my life has labored under that cloud ever since. But it is lovely to be here. There are people that say that nostalgia isn't what it used to be, but I don't think so at all. I think it's really very alive and well. We thank you very much for this opportunity.
I'm sure that most of the people in this room can tell you anecdotes about Ms. Tanner. Yeah. Never forget, once walking across the campus with a belt on that was too tight, she thought. To my utter horror, this tall woman came over and started loosening my belt. I beg rid of that tolerance. I found out her intentions were entirely innocent, but I beg rid of that. I want to pay special word of greeting to three folks in trade school group, all of them, of course. As I said, we're over 100, and we're delighted that you're here. What trade school people stand up so we can see who you are? Well,
Charlie?
You're going to have the piano moved over here so it'll be closer to us.
Singing and entertaining, I would say, with piano. If I were a rich man,
my yard with chicks, turkeys and geese and ducks when the ducks in the air. Walking as a noise as it can, and each loud quack, 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 quack will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. I see my wife, my bully, looking like a rich man's wife, the proper double chin. The most